The woman assists Nell into the front of the canoe, then walks into the water, slowly turning the vessel to point up the creek, the way she came. She climbs in behind Nell, barely rocking the boat as she takes her seat and starts to propel it on its way. Nell realizes her back is to the woman, a woman she doesn't know, a woman holding an oar, heading into the middle of nowhere. And yet, there is something in the gentleness of the movement, the rhythmic ease and the quiet with which they pass through the water that reassures her. "Let's go through here. Usually it's not deep enough," says her guide, turning the canoe perpendicular to the channel, heading into the flooded forest, weaving through the trees and past bulrushes as the frogs sing their welcome. The water here is so still, Nell feels she is skimming a mirror. An ibis takes flight, followed by its mate, calling as they lift into the air, Nell able to hear the power of their wings. There is a deep silence here, none of the background noises of civilization, so that the birdsong resonates all the more clearly, like bells in a cathedral. She trails her hand in the water, cool and clean. There is clarity to it. She can see the bottom, spots of fish, then another. She lifts her finger to her mouth, tastes the water's purity. They pass an old man red gum, a remnant from the original forest, many hundreds of years old, branches gnarled. Two red and green parrots swoop so low that Nell can almost touch them. The sun is coming through in beams, penetrating the canopy like spotlights from heaven. For a moment, the woman stops paddling. The canoe eases to a standstill, there on the mirror in the forest, amid the silence and the birdsong. Dragonflies pass, one settling on the bow of the canoe, right in front of Nell, iridescent wings aglow, caught in a shaft of sunlight. Nell can hear her own breathing, her own heartbeat. Moving again, they emerge into a clearer channel, another creek, water as still as set glass, past a small island of green, dotted with flowers of purple, tinted with red and yellow and spotted with white, abuzz with more of the industrious bees. There is the smell of blossoms, subtle and transient. Nell looks up through the canopy, checking the position of the sun, realizing she has somehow lost her way. She thinks maybe they have come in a loose semicircle, tracking back towards the submerged walking path. And just as she's thinking this, they pass some sort of exotic tree, an oak or an elm standing like a defender, and there before them is the shack, sheltered by trees, sitting a few metres above the water, alone on its island.